Hare Krishna, go.
Two great Vaishnavas, Sivananda Sain and Swarup Damodar Goswami, as well as the celebration of Rath Yatra. So we're going to be speaking about these topics this morning. So first we'll talk about the two great personalities who disappeared today. Okay, Sivananda Sain. So Om Ganat Timaranda Shagaran Jana Shilakaya Chakshurun Midikam Yena Tasmai Shigarve Namaha. So of course Sivananda Sain was a businessman. Very interesting. Because he and his pastimes illustrate the point that one doesn't have to be, let's say, a sannyasi or Brahmin in order to be Krishna conscious, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu states, Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nashi, Shudra Kena Noi. Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoi. If one knows the science of Krishna, he can be a pure devotee, he can be Guru. So that's the point. Of course, Lord Chaitanya showed this in through many of his devotees. Of course, there's Raghunath Das Goswami, who was basically in a Kayastha family, which is considered some type of Vaishnava family, but sometimes it's considered like a Shudra family. And then he was the Acharya of Prayojana, the topmost aspect of devotional service. And, of course, we have Haridas Thakur, who was the Namacharya, who appeared not even in a Kayastha or Shudra family. He appeared in a Muslim family, you know, an outcast, or however you call it, kafir, that's what the Muslims say, actually, in a family like that. So with Sivananda Sain was a businessman, and he used his business to maintain the devotees and support Krishna consciousness. And in this way, he showed his perfection. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very worried about Vasudev Dutt, because Vasudev Dutt was such a great devotee. He was willing to sacrifice everything, his own happiness, so that others would go back to Godhead. He said, let me stay in the material world forever. And Lord Chaitanya appointed Sivananda Sain as Vasudev Dutt's business manager to make sure that Vasudev Dutt wouldn't give away all of his money, wouldn't have money for his family. So you see, if someone's a businessman, it's not that's a disqualification from becoming or being a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in fact, Sivananda Sain was in the Vrindavan pastimes, as described in the Agora Ganadesh Dipika, a gopi by the name of Veera. Actually, it's my name. Who was a messenger of Srimati Radharani. That's interesting, isn't it? Veera or Veera means someone who's very heroic, you know, has a lot of strength. Veera. Or Veera is the way you would say that in Bengali. So every year, when the devotees would go to Jagannath Puri, Sivananda Sain would be the one who would be arranging for their passage. So he would take care of them, because he would have to pay for the boatman to take... What's that? For the boatman... Oh, you can't hear. It has to be turned up. Okay. Sivananda Sain would arrange for the boatman to take the devotees across the river. I mean, there's one story that Sivananda Sain started taking care of a dog that was following the devotees. And there was some problem one time because the boatman didn't want to take the dog across the river. And so Sivananda Sain had to stay behind and pay the boatman for the dog. And then there's this whole story about the dog disappeared. And Sivananda Sain's servant didn't give the dog his food that night, the prasadam that night. And when Sivananda Sain, such an interesting story, Sivananda Sain came back after paying the toll. He asked his servant, you know, what about the dog? Where's the dog? Did you give him food? And the servant said, no, he didn't show up. You know, I didn't give him any food. And Sivananda Sain got upset at the servant, and Sivananda Sain started to fast because the dog had not gotten his prasadam. Later on, when the devotees arrived in Jagannath Puri, they saw that very same dog in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing this coconut pulp at the dog and telling the dog to chant Hare Krishna, and the dog was standing up on its hind legs and chanting the holy names, and eventually that dog went back to Godhead by getting the mercy of Shivananda Sen. And there's another interesting story about the passage to Jagannath Puri, that one time Shivananda Sen had to stay behind again to pay the tolls. And what happened is that no one was there to arrange for the residences of the devotees for that night, nor the prasadam. And that year, Lord Nityananda was present with the devotees. And Lord Nityananda was getting very upset because Shivananda Sen had not arranged for anything. And he said something like, I am very hungry. I'm so hungry I could die. And of course, Lord Nityananda, this is a pastime. Obviously, Lord Nityananda has a spiritual body. He's not going to die. And he's not under the control of hunger and stuff like that, obviously. But he's hungry for the devotion of his devotees. So he said, I'm so hungry, I could die. And Shivananda has not come back. And because he's not come back to take care of me, I curse his sons to die. So, and Shivananda Sen's wife was there. And naturally, she wasn't too ecstatic with that curse. She started to cry. And eventually, Shivananda came back. And Shivananda Sen said to his wife, why are you crying? And she said, Lord Nityananda has cursed our sons to die. And Shivananda Sen said, why? And she said, because he was hungry. He didn't get his prasadam. And Shivananda Sen said, because of the inconvenience we have caused Lord Nityananda, let our sons die. And that shows the great dedication of the devotees to Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. And so he went to Lord Nityananda and he said, please excuse me for not arranging everything. But Lord Nityananda was exhibiting the pastime of anger. So he kicked Shivananda Sen in the chest. And instead of getting angry, Shivananda Sen said, wow, now I understand. I've gotten your mercy. Thank you very much. You know, even great demigods and great personalities perform austerities to get your mercy, and now I've gotten the dust of your lotus feet on my chest. So Lord Nityananda was very pleased to hear this. Of course, there was one nephew of Shivananda Sen. His name was Srikant Sen. Sen was the family name. I guess it indicates the Gotra. And so Srikant, he got so upset that his uncle, who was an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had been offended by this Lord Nityananda, that he went to complain to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he rushed to Lord Chaitanya, head of the devotees, and he was very upset and very angry, and he didn't even bother to change his clothes. He had a coat on or some. And Prabhupada describes in the purport that when one goes to see the deities, at least the men, they're not supposed to wear the shirt on the upper portion of their body, just some cloth like that. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said to Srikanta Sen that, you know, please, you know, dress properly. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he's very disturbed, just let him be. And because Lord Chaitanya had understood Srikanta Sen's mentality, and Srikanta Sen appreciated that so much that he pretty much forgot about his anger and didn't say anything and just related the happy news to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's another story about Shivananda Sen's taking care of the party going to Jagannath Puri. Another time, there's one other story I want to tell about Shivananda Sen. So many nice stories. One year, Shivananda Sen came to Jagannath Puri bringing his son, and his son's name was Chaitanya Das. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you know, what is this boy's name? And Shivananda Sen said, Chaitanya Das. And Lord Chaitanya said, where'd you get such a strange name like that? What kind of name is this? You know, because Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting his pastime of humility. And Shivananda Sen said, as I received inspiration in my heart, so I have chosen this name. So one day, Shivananda Sen wanted to invite Lord Chaitanya for lunch. So he sent his son, Chaitanya Das, to invite Lord Chaitanya for lunch. And this little Chaitanya Das, he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, please come for lunch. And when Lord Chaitanya was taking lunch, the boy started serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very light food, limes, ginger, flower pakoras. But some of the flowers are edible in India. And salty preparations arranged very nicely. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remarked, "This boy understands my mind. I am very pleased to accept his invitation." And then after taking prasad, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Chaitanya Das all of his remnants. That's a nice story, isn't it? Okay. And now we'll go on to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Of course, Swarup Damodar Goswami was one of the intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There were 3.5 intimate associates. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Roy, Sikhi Mahiti, and Sikhi Mahiti's sister. Her name was Madhavi. So, especially during the final years of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he was always surrounded by Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Ramananda Roy is understood to be Vishaka, sometimes understood to be Arjuna, but at least in the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he's understood to be Vishaka, and Swarup Damodar Goswami is understood to be Lalita Devi. So they were the eternal associates of Srimati Radharani, who always consoled her. Not only consoled her, but let's say reflected her anger when she got angry at Sri Krishna. There's this place in Braj called Manasarovara. It means the lake of anger. And right next to that lake of anger, there's a place where Lord Krishna would bow down and touch Radharani's feet and beg for forgiveness. In spite of being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is controlled by the devotion of Srimati Radharani. So, a little bit of history about Swarup Damodar Goswami. That his original name was Purushottama Acharya. But he took sannyas, but he didn't accept the dress of a sannyasi. This is out of his great humility. But in those days, when one took sannyas, they would, the tradition, actually it's interesting, the Gaudiya tradition was that one would cut their sikh off. Isn't it? Very interesting. And the sacred thread would go away too. So that's what you see the Babaji's. Generally, the Babaji's are like that. That's our traditional mode of sannyas. And sannyas was altered, at least the manifestation of sannyas was altered by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who studied the Ramanuja sannyasis. Because he saw the Ramanuja sannyasis were very good preachers, so he didn't want his disciples so much to be the Babaji's who would just sit down and chant Hare Krishna. As Prabhupada said, we don't want devotees, sit-down devotees, we want fighters like Arjuna. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had that same move, which Srila Prabhupada reflected. So he instituted this order of sannyas with the saffron dhotis and long saffron dhotis in the cave and all these other things for preaching Krishna consciousness. And also the name of a sannyasi being Maharaj. And actually, that's not a traditional name of a sannyasi either. That's the name of a king, Maharaj, a great king, a great passionate one. So obviously, sannyasi shouldn't be great passionate ones. So Purushottama Acharya, who became Swarup Damodar Goswami, did not take the dress of a sannyasi. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always hankering for his association. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, Swarup Damodar was the limit of scholarship. Still, he did not generally converse with anyone. He kept to himself, he liked to be alone, and did not see others. He was the very embodiment of Krishna Prema. He was like the second Mahaprabhu, and he understood all the Lord's conclusions on Krishna Tattva and Krishna Bhakti. In fact, there's many stories in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that if anyone wanted to present some sort of poetic work or play or anything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami had to review it first. And there was one poet from Bengal who presented a poetic work that actually was offensive to the Lord. It differentiated between the body and soul of Lord Jagannath. You know, we know the deity, Sakshat Brajendra Nandana, The deity is non-different from Krishna. It's not that there is a soul within the deity, and then there's a body like us. There's a difference between the body and soul. I mean, obviously, that's the case with us. We have two souls. We have the super soul, an individual soul, and then we have this beautiful body that we're walking around with, filled with bio, mucus, and air. It's like, you know, yesterday I realized that I was, you know, I was using my hammer to do something and hit my finger. It's not so bad. But I, you know, I said, oh, what happened to my beautiful body? It turned purple, my least favorite color. So anyway, this poet, he made some differentiation between the Lord and the Lord's body. And he said, Lord Chaitanya is the soul within Lord Jagannath's body. And so it really upsets Rup Damodar Goswami, because he was reviewing it before presenting it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, you know, basically you're going to hell, he said to the poet. But then again, he was able to twist the poet's words around so that the words actually glorified. You know, taking words in Sanskrit in different ways, they can mean different things. Anyone who's read the Vidagdha Madhava, Lita Madhava, knows that when the gopis say something or Krishna says something, it has like three or four different meanings according to the way you break up the words or pronounce the words. So anyway, so Swarup Damodar Goswami was expert in this. Swarup Damodar Goswami would also sing for Lord Chaitanya the songs of Vidyapati, Chandidas, and the Gita Govinda. And he gave Lord Chaitanya a lot of pleasure in this way. Lord Chaitanya called him Damodar because of his singing and musical skills. In other words, that name was given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let's see, what else? He always stayed near the Lord. It's described in the daytime, Lord Chaitanya would use to perform kirtan with his devotees at night. He would stay with Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar and relish the truths about the pastimes and mellows of Radha and Krishna. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was constantly with the Lord, especially when the Lord left this world and entered into the Tota Gopinath deity. He was with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he remained for a short time later, enough time for Srinivasacharya to approach Swarup Damodar Goswami to hear about the Srimad Bhagavatam. Unfortunately, the Bhagavatam that Swarup Damodar Goswami had was not legible, because the tears of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would run all over the pages and you couldn't read it. So Srinivasacharya had to leave Jagannath Puri to go back for another Bhagavatam, but by the time he got to Jagannath Puri again, Swarup Damodar Goswami had left this world. Just one other point about Swarup Damodar Goswami. His right-hand man was Raghunath Das Goswami. When Raghunath Das approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after finally leaving his family and taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you should take instruction from Swarup Damodar Goswami. So Raghunath Das was known as the Raghu of Swarup. So that's Swarup Damodar Goswami. Okay, and now we're going to go to the Rath Yatra. Today in Jagannath Puri, they're doing the Rath Yatra, and any of you want to see it live, it's on the internet. It's very, very interesting. I have one disciple went and filmed the Rath Yatra. He climbed up on a telephone pole and filmed it. It's very hot. What they're doing during the Rath Yatra is so hot that they take these like fire extinguishers or something, fill them with water, of course, and are spraying the people continually, because people die just from the heat stroke during the Rath Yatra. Many, many people do every year. So it was so interesting seeing the start of the Rath Yatra, because the start of the Rath Yatra is when Lord Jagannath is brought out from the temple. And it's not just that he's brought out and everything's very peaceful. Right before Lord Jagannath is brought out, they have all these like jugglers who come out, jugglers and dancers, and it's just like a whole, it's almost like a circus. You know, people throwing fire in the air, people juggling, like that. And then finally, Lord Jagannath is taken out. And that festival where Lord Jagannath is taken out is called the Pandu Vijaya Festival. And during that Pandu Vijaya Festival, he is carried out, but he is so heavy, he has to... The people who are carrying him, they're the Shabara caste, the pig-eater caste, actually, or the pig-keeper caste. They just can bounce him from one cotton pad to another, which is called tulis. And they have these silk ropes in which they hold Lord Jagannath. And he's literally, when you see this, it's literally, they're bouncing, not only bouncing him, they're rocking him on his tulis. And the tulis are... the cotton pads are actually breaking, and there's like cotton flying in the air, and it's like he's rocking back and forth like that, you know, back and forth, like at high speed. Yeah, I mean it's really amazing. It's really amazing to see Lord Jagannath come out, and eventually they bring him on the cart. It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita these daitas, that means people in the pig eater caste, and there's a reason for that, and there's the whole story of Jagannath, which I'm not going to tell right now. They were as powerful as drunken elephants, and they carried Lord Jagannath to the throne. Let's see, I already described that. And while Lord Jagannath was being transported to the throne, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting Manima, Manima. And that's a respectable term for a great personality in Orient. And then in front of that whole scene, this is very interesting, because generally, generally when you ISKCON does his Ratha Yatra, they have Prataparudra sweeping in front of the cart, but actually in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prataparudra sweeps in front of Lord Jagannath being brought to the cart. There's a difference. If you read this very carefully, it says, while the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. So, at least there's no indication here that King Prataparudra swept while the cart was moving. You understand that? He swept in front of the road while Lord Jagannath was being carried and, you know, and bounced from one cotton pad to another. And he also sprinkled the road with sandalwood scented water. In this way, he engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath. Of course, that impressed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much that later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to meet with King Prataparudra. Originally, he was really averse to meeting with King Prataparudra because he said, the king may be a great devotee, but just by taking the name king, he has spoiled everything. Just like one drop of poison in a pot of nectar spoils the whole pot of nectar. So he was saying that, king. And eventually, the devotees were convinced Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see the prince, that is the king's son. And the prince was in his prime of youth, and he had like color of skin, just like Krishna, blackish blue skin. And he just looked very much like Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, he is a great devotee because he reminds one of Krishna. And he embraced the prince. Later on, the prince went back to King Prataparudra, and King Prataparudra embraced his son. And then he felt ecstasy, just as if he had embraced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with the king. Eventually he did meet with the king when the king dressed up like an ordinary person began to recite verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him, acting as if he didn't know who the king was or who that person was. So it's described about the cart. The cart appeared to be newly made of gold. Actually, they make it the cart every year. They don't reuse the same cart. And it was as high as Mount Sumeru. And Srila Prabhupada comments in that regard. In regard to the London Rath Yatra, he says there's this big monument called the Nelson Monument or something in Trafalgar Square in London. And he says the cart
the devotees erected was larger than that monument. And the cart is described here. Many bright mirrors, hundreds of thousands of chamras, hundreds of thousands. And there was a neat and clean canopy, and there were gongs and ankle bells. So Lord Jagannath got aboard one car. His sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard the other two cars. So remember I talked about how 15 days there was this anavasara, that is when Lord Jagannath remains in a secluded place with the goddess of fortune. And he's feigning sickness. Many devotees, where they have Jagannath deities, they send get-well cards to Lord Jagannath, and they make different medicine, echinacea or something like that, right? Herbal medicine. But actually, Lord Jagannath's not sick. He's just making believe he's sick so he can be alone with his wife. But being with his wife, he starts to remember his girlfriends, and then he tells his wife, I want to go for a little cart festival. And she says, okay. And he says, I'm coming right back, just now coming. And he doesn't come right back. It takes him a long time. So he takes permission from the goddess of fortune, goes on the cart, and it's described that the cart is sometimes, and anyone who's experienced the Rath Yatra in any place, the cart sometimes just stops for no reason at all, and then it continues, and then it goes fast, then it goes slow. So the same thing happened by Lord Chaitanya's will. And Lord Chaitanya organized four dancing parties around, dancing and chanting parties. And there were 24 people who were dancing in front of the three carts. Four parties because one in front of each cart and one behind the last cart. And it's very interesting. Another interesting thing is that in Jagannath Puri, Baladev's cart is first, not Jagannath's cart is first. I mean, sometimes ISKCON Rath Yatras, they put Jagannath's cart first. But Baladev's cart is first. There's a reason for that. The reason is, it's a very esoteric reason. When Krishna wanted to go back to Vrindavan, Balaram, first of all, Subhadra wanted to tell the residents of Vrindavan that Krishna was coming. And Balaram thought, how can I let Subhadra go alone? I have to protect her. So Balaram went first to Vrindavan, followed by Subhadra, followed by Jagannath. So that's really how they do it in Jagannath Puri. I don't know why they do it the opposite in ISKCON, some places in ISKCON. But it should be Balaram's cart first, anyway. And Prabhupada would generally ride on Subhadra's cart. Usually we have a Vyasasan of Srila Prabhupada. And not only a Vyasasan of Srila Prabhupada, there's a picture of Jayananda in front of the Vyasasan of Srila Prabhupada. And Jayananda, of course, was the one responsible for executing Srila Prabhupada's will to have Rath Yatras in the Western world. And Prabhupada said that his disappearance day should be celebrated and be part of the Vaishnava calendar, and his picture should be on the cart. So I remember being in Rath Yatra, I mean, when Jayananda was on the planet, Jayananda would always be steering Prabhupada's cart. And in those days, the steering was not with a steering wheel. Like nowadays, they have pneumatic brakes and everything, and, you know, regular steering wheel. In those days, at least the carts in New Jagannath Puri, which is San Francisco, didn't have any brakes. Mm-hmm. And the brakes were the ropes behind the cart. You know, the people would actually hold the cart back. Nowadays, of course, the government makes us have pneumatic brakes for the carts. And there were two, like, poles in front of the cart. And Jayananda would steer the cart like that. And Prabhupada would be sitting there on the cart, and his forehead would be covered with sandalwood pulp. I remember that. And then sometimes Prabhupada would get off the cart and start dancing. I remember the many Rath Yatras in New Jagannath Puri in San Francisco. And Jayananda would also would also be cooking for the Rath Yatra festival, arranging the construction of the carts, preaching to people. I mean, he was the one who was singularly most responsible for the Rath Yatras in the Western world. So there was so much chanting and dancing, and everyone thought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in my group. And he exhibited his mystic power, great mystic power, by being in all the groups simultaneously.
And actually, no one can understand how Lord Chaitanya was in each group, but King Prataparuja was given that insight because of the mercy he had obtained from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it's described, were aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tricks. So he danced before the carts. Lord Chaitanya danced before the carts. And at that time, then after the four groups, he formed seven groups. And it's described here who the different personalities were in the different groups. And there's some interesting prayers I wanted to read. There was this one story where Lord Jagannath refused to move, and the king brought all of his men, all the king's horses and all the king's men, couldn't get Jagannath to move again, and even brought elephants to try to pull Lord Jagannath's cart. And finally, Lord Chaitanya said, no, stop it. He circumambulated the cart, put his head to the cart, and he was able to move the cart with his head. And that happens. Actually, I was talking to one devotee last night who had been at Ratha Yatra, and he said, yes, it's even common nowadays that the cart will stop and you can't move it. And sometimes for days, or sometimes they even have to take Lord Jagannath off the cart and then get it to move. So it's a whole pastime of the Lord. So what I wanted to read now, which we only have 5 more minutes, is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayers or statements to Lord Jagannath in the mood of Srimati Radharani, which are very wonderful. And these prayers have been captured by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Pajavali. Pajavali means basically a collection of different poems, prayers, and Vedic verses. And his Pajavali is a very wonderful work. And this is the first one I'm going to read. This is, while he was Lord Chaitanya was dancing, he recited these verses. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vatasi tree. That is my desire, because that's Radharani speaking. She wants to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So this verse is actually explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the subsequent verses. He explains it as follows. Formerly, all the gopis of Vrindavan were very pleased when they met with Krishna in the holy place of Kurukshetra. Similarly, after seeing Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke with the ecstasy of the gopis. Being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Swarup Damodar to sing this refrain. Lord Chaitanya spoke thus to Lord Jagannath. You are the same Krishna and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. This is Radharani's mind that is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Kurukshetra is crowded with people, with elephants and horses, and the rattling of chariots. In Vrindavan, however, there are flower gardens, and the humming of bees and chirping of the birds can be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary coward boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here, there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. In that ecstatic mood, Lord Chaitanya recited many other verses, but people in general cannot understand their meaning. And here's another verse. The gopis spoke thus, my dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya said, for most people, the heart
and mind are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. Wow. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you are like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. My dear Krishna, formerly when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind does not accept it. There is no place in my mind for Jnana Yoga or Jnana Yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in Jnana Yoga and Jnana Yoga. It is not right for you to do so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage in material activities, but even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. And a lot of these verses are in the Padyavali. The gopis are not like mystic yogis. They will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet and imitating so-called yogis. Teaching the gopis about meditation is another kind of duplicity. When they are instructed to undergo mystic yoga practice, they are not at all satisfied. On the contrary, they become more angry with you. So this is all we have time for. It's a very wonderful pastime. So any quick questions? We got about 10 seconds left. So we can remember Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood in relationship to Lord Jagannath to really understand the esoteric meaning of the Rath Yatra. Of course, the exoteric meaning is that Lord Jagannath is coming out to give his mercy to everyone. And people who ordinarily can't see Lord Jagannath like ourselves can come in contact with Lord Jagannath. Even when Lord Jagannath stops in the cart, people are allowed to go up and climb the steps of the cart and touch Lord Jagannath's feet, which is really nice. Okay?